So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
There's a reason why everyone's blaming Trump for the spike in the coronavirus cases, and that's because from the beginning he's been acting irresponsibly. I mean, come on, you have a virus that spreads by air, and you're packing in these crowds, who most of which are not wearing masks, and what do you expect?
What do you expect when you act like a super spreader? By the way, the super spreader in Tampa yesterday was holy. I was off the chain, man. It was crazy. Like, I heard 4,000 or 5,000 people. 4,000 to 5,000 people there live. I know a few thousand more that couldn't even get in. It was dozens of people getting hospitalized because of the heat. They were falling. It was so funny because, not funny. I mean, it's never funny to be hospitalized for heat, but it was ironic because just the day before, the media was making a big deal about all of the Nebraska Trump rally goers who were stuck in the cold and getting hypothermia. And then Trump goes to Florida and all of a sudden they're passing out from heat exhaustion. And that's really the only news you get from a Trump rally. In fact, I went to Google because I was looking for some audio from Trump at the rally yesterday, because the one in Tampa I thought was really great. He wore the hat. He was out there. He was throwing out some great key limes because it's Tampa. But he was throwing out great lines. And I went and I Googled Trump in Tampa. And the first story that popped up was an NBC News story. And the headline was, "Heat at Trump rally sends a dozen attendees to the hospital." That's the first, the New York Times. "Trump tires of economic message and returns to attacks amid Florida duel with Biden." So really, again, the news media is still doing their best to hide what really the substance of these rallies is, the substance of these political get-togethers, the substance of the speeches, you know, of all the accomplishments that Donald Trump continues to tout as he goes state to state to state, rally to rally to rally, super spreader to super spreader to super spreader, trying to get his message out there. And, you know, the media can, you guys can blame the president for these spikes in the coronavirus. You can blame, Donald Trump's campaign. You can blame all of the MAGA-loving deplorables and schmucks. No, what was it that Joe Biden called them? Punks?
Schmucks.
Chumps. Thank you very much. Yeah, schmucks, chumps, punks. It's all the same thing. You can blame all of the chumps and the deplorables and the MAGA hat wearing peeps. But the fact of the matter is there's really only one group of individuals you can blame. Not surprisingly, it's the mainstream media. Because and we talked to Don Jr. about this on Friday. He said it so eloquently. He said, look, we've got to go out there and talk to people. We have to do rallies, not just my father, but me and my brother and my sister and my mother-in-law. Everybody's got to go out. The vice president has to go out and do rallies. Lara Trump, who is the married daughter of Eric Trump, has to go out and do rallies and events. Why? Because the media ignores the Donald Trump campaign. Excuse me. They ignore the positives of the Donald Trump campaign. They don't bring you any of the actual news. They don't report any of the negative news about Joe Biden. And so what's left to do? Donald Trump doesn't have his own TV station. Donald Trump doesn't have his own social media network. Donald Trump doesn't have his own newspaper. So Donald Trump has to go out and do these rallies and get the message out to the people and say, "What, you know, despite what they tell you on the fake news media, we are doing a great job managing the coronavirus. We have this vaccine, which is right around the corner. Despite all of that, the number of the cases are going up, but the number of deaths are going down," which when you think about it, if the cases increase, but the number of deaths decrease, we are doing exactly what Donald Trump said we were going to do during the debate. And that is, we are learning to live with the disease. Fewer people are dying from COVID-19 while more people continue to get it. We are learning to live with the disease. Unlike what Joe Biden touts, which is a very negative message, we are learning to die with the disease in this long, dark winter. That's basically where we are. So Donald Trump, because the media refuses to do their job, has to go out and do it for them. So if you go to a Donald Trump rally or a Donald Trump super spreader and you get coronavirus, blame the New York Times, blame CNN. Hell, blame Fox News or even the Drudge Report, because the only way you can get the truth about Donald Trump's accomplishments, Donald Trump's campaign, Donald Trump's agenda for the next 4 years, the only place you're going to get the truth about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Joe Biden's crooked deals with China while he was vice president, where he sold out the United States and used your taxpayer dollars to strong arm the Ukraine into keeping his illegal criminal activity quiet while he was serving as vice president of the United States. The only place you're going to go to hear the truth about all that stuff is a Trump rally. And that's why they continue to happen. And that's why they're continuing to happen again today and again tomorrow. In fact, yesterday it was dueling rallies, Biden versus Trump in Tampa. Today it's Biden versus Trump in Minnesota. And then it's going to be Wisconsin and then back to Pennsylvania. This race is, you know, they say it's tightening up. They say it's tightening up. And I feel like when you start to see stuff in the media about the race tightening up or the poll, you know, Donald Trump, gets closer to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's lead starts shrinking. It used to be a double digit lead. Now he leads by 5 or 6 points nationally. When you start to see that, that is the press starting to prepare for what I believe is the inevitable. And that is a second Trump term. It's the media who for the last 6 or 7 months has been telling you that Donald Trump's done, that Joe Biden's your man, that people are fed up, that Joe Biden's leading by 15 points, that Joe Biden's going to get this electoral landslide, that Donald Trump has no path to victory, that all of the electoral votes are going to go to the Democrats. When you see the media who's been telling you, not only is Donald Trump going to lose, but there's going to be no Republicans left in the Senate. There's going to be no Republicans left in the House. Hell, there's going to be no Republicans left after this election. The Republican Party will just be wiped out. There'll be no red anywhere. They're going to go from large and in charge to totally non-existent just in one day. That's what the media has been touting. Well, now they're coming to the realization that Donald Trump is very likely going to win the election on November 3rd. They're coming to that realization and they've got to start preparing. They've got to start backpedaling. They've got to start saying, wow, we realize now that we've sounded like idiots for 6 months. So now we're going to try to sound less like idiots. Instead of telling you Joe Biden, who doesn't campaign, has no agenda, has no idea what office he's running for, has no idea where he is half the time. Joe Biden, who's a criminal. Joe Biden, who wants to raise your taxes, lock down your estate, not let you go out, not let you go to work, ship your jobs overseas, open up the borders so terrorists can come in, and who wants to defund the police and also take away your gun so you can't protect yourself when you pick up the phone, dial 911 and no one answers. That Joe Biden is leading by 15 percentage points. How dumb do you people think we are? Well, I guess they realized we're not that dumb. So they've slowly been closing the gap. And now Joe Biden's leading by 5 percentage points. And probably by next Tuesday, it's going to be a dead heat. Because when Donald Trump wins, the media is going to have to save face. Otherwise, they're going to lose what little credibility they have left. And it's a very, very little, very, like, you can't see me because it's a radio, but my thumb and my finger are like almost touching. It's that little tiny bit. 855-765-1045. Now, we have some positive proof of, and I know what you're saying. You're just sitting there going, Mark, how do you know that Donald Trump, why do you think the media is wrong and you're right, smarty pants? Well, I'll tell you, we have proof to back it up, and we'll get to that here in just a minute. 855-765-1045 is our number, 855-765-1045. You can leave us an open mic message, too, on our mobile app. Quick break. More of the Markay Show is coming up on 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay, 855-765-1045. It's our Trump or Treat Halloween edition today. We're having a costume contest. If you've been watching online, you can see we have three costumes. Hannah dressed as a witch, which is basically what she wears every day, but she put on a pointy hat. Josh dressed in a t-shirt that says all jacked up.
And with my favorite pumpkin on there.
Picture of a jack-o'-lantern. And I wore a Mark K. Show, official Mark K. Show, blue and gray hoodie. which is available in the Marquee Show shop. So what did you say I was? Someone said I look like a homeless person.
Yeah, somebody on the stream said a homeless person. But then when you flip the hood up and kind of look down, the way the light hits you, you look like a GOP Darth Lord.
I'll take it.
Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, I'm the homeless conservative overlord. So that's what we're doing today. We got a super chat, but a lot of people are voting for which one of our costumes they like the best. We did get a super chat, though, from our good friend Fast Moves 45, who requested, "Oh my God, I will vote for Donald Trump."
Oh my God, I will vote. I will vote for Donald Trump.
So, if you want to super chat us, we're taking requests. It's all Request Friday. Whatever Donald Trump song you want to hear from the internet, we will play for you. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. By the way, I would like to say one of my favorite costumes that I ever did was 2 years ago when I dressed like Governor Rick Scott. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I had
a Navy hat. It was Hurricane Governor Rick Scott. So I had a Navy hat and I had a blue shirt and jeans. And it was a good.
And you were drinking Hurricanes, right?
It was all night long. Yeah. It was a fantastic people. And I always try to go as a bald guy. 1 year I went as Pitbull, which was huge.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
You guys have great representation.
What do you mean?
Plenty of bald guys out there doing great things.
Lots of bald guys. Yeah, bald guys are movers. And next year, maybe I'll be famous enough to go as myself. That's when you know you've really made
it. Going to go as yourself.
Oh, Tommy Lahren, our good friend Tommy Lahren from wherever she is now, Fox News. And she, or what's the. The Fox Nation. Not Fox Nation. Thank you. She, 2 years ago, she posted a picture, somebody dressed up as her for Halloween. And she was like, now, that's how you've really made it.
When you become a costume.
When you become a Halloween costume. So maybe next year I'll be a Halloween. Maybe we'll sell those in the Marquee Show shop. The Marquee, we'll get like a little
bald caps.
Yeah, bald caps and a hoodie and headphones, whatever you want. 855-765-1045. All right, so we have a lot of there's this new polling out from Trafalgar, which is people are always like, you only read polls that say Donald Trump is ahead. Well, because those are the only ones, A, that we trust, and B, the Trafalgar poll is the only one that predicted Donald Trump would win Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania last year, or 4 years ago. Last time around, everyone else was saying Hillary Clinton's she doesn't even need to go to Michigan. She doesn't even need to go to Wisconsin. She doesn't even know Pennsylvania. There's no way in HE double hockey sticks Pennsylvania would ever vote for a Republican, let alone a Republican like Donald Trump. And so she didn't. She didn't go there. She didn't campaign. She didn't go to Pennsylvania. She didn't go to Michigan. She didn't go to any of those places until it was too late. And Rona McDaniel, who is she's the head of the Republican National Committee. She used to be the head of the Republican National Committee in Michigan. She was the state representative, and she was on the phone with Donald Trump all the time. And he loves to tell the story. He says, she told me, I think we could win Michigan, but you got to come to Michigan and do an event. So I went to Michigan and I did the event. She said, great. Thank you so much. Then a week later, she calls. She goes, I know we're going to win Michigan. I need you to come back and do another event. And Donald Trump was like, I don't think we're going to win Michigan. She's like, no, I can deliver you Michigan, but you have to come back here and talk one more time. So he goes and he does another event in Michigan. And then a week later, she calls and says, Mr. President, I know the election's tomorrow. We can get you Michigan. Come back one more time. And Donald Trump's like, you're killing me here. But he went back and it was 1 o'clock in the morning on election day. And he was doing a live event in Michigan. And Hillary Clinton saw what was going on. Hillary Clinton's pollster saw what was going on. So they threw together this random event at the last minute trying to win Michigan. And, of course, we all know what happened. They lost Michigan and they lost Wisconsin and they lost Pennsylvania and they lost the election. And Donald Trump became the president. Well, a lot of the same thing is happening now, only this time, the guy who predicted it from Trafalgar is getting a lot more publicity because a lot of these Democrats that have been predicting a Joe Biden win, a blue wave, Joe Biden winning by a landslide, just blue votes everywhere, Electoral College, brown, just beat down for Donald Trump by Joe Biden. Everyone who's been trying to pump up these poll numbers is now realizing, hey, there are alternative pollsters out there who may know more of what they're talking about than we do. There are pollsters out there who got it right the last time when the rest of us were all lying about Hillary Clinton winning. And now what's happening is we have this same pollster saying that Donald Trump is going to win again. And that is bad news for Joe Biden. 855-765-1045. I'm going to read you these poll numbers here in just a minute. Plus, we have a ton of people already on the line that want to comment. I mean, this is really great news. This is really great news as we head into the following weekend. Plus, here in Duval County and Clay County, we're seeing record numbers of early voters, and the Republicans are outpacing the Democrats, which is horrible news for Joe Biden, because typically on election day, in-person voting, the Republicans outpace the Democrats. So if they're outpacing them in early voting and they're outpacing them in live voting, basically they're outpacing them, period. And if Joe Biden doesn't win Florida, Joe Biden's not going to be the president of the United States. 855-765-1045. And then I guess his family's going to have to get real jobs. God, I feel horrible about that. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
By the way, the Trump rally in Tampa yesterday, he started talking about all the things we're going to accomplish in the next 4 years, and one of them was sending a woman to Mars. And somebody in the crowd yelled out, Nancy Pelosi! I don't think she'd survive the trip. 855-765-1045. But if you sent Nancy Pelosi to Mars, I bet the Martians would look at her and go, welcome back! We missed you! It's been 200 years. There. 855-765-1045 is our number. We're going to see these poll numbers here in just a minute because they're fantastic news, not just for Donald Trump, but for everybody in the United States of America. First, though, Ray's in Jacksonville. Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, we're good, man. What's up, Ray?
All right. So, you know how there's a bunch of support for Trump when it comes to bumper stickers, the flag?
Oh, yeah.
You see it all over the street.
Yeah.
Well, I was coming up Phillips Highway this morning, and I seen a truck that had a Biden sticker on it.
Was it a trash truck?
It was a little Nissan pickup, but it was only about 3 inches in diameter, and it wasn't even on the back of the vehicle. They put it over top of the front fender on the passenger side. So the Democrats are not even advertising that they're voting for Biden, because who's going to look on the side of the vehicle for a sticker for a candidate?
Yeah, I mean, it's you definitely don't want to draw attention to yourself as a Biden voter in this part of the world. That's like some places they're like, I can't put a Trump sign in my yard, or someone will spray paint my house, or I can't put a Trump sticker on my car because it's going to get keyed. I don't think we have that problem here in Duval. I think you're going to be fine, but the Biden stickers are a whole other story. I did see for the first time the other day a Biden Harris sticker on a, it was like this huge Ford. I was like a Raptor or something, and it had a Biden Harris 2020 sticker on it. But then they'd taken one of those Calvin, taking a leak, you know, on like the Chevy stickers, whatever, and they put that over top. So it was Calvin taking a leak on the NASCAR fans will get that one on the Biden Harris sticker. So that was kind of impressive. This is Ziamara. Ziamara, did I say that properly? Yeah. Oh, hi Ziamara, how are you in Jacksonville? Yeah.
I'm very impressed that you were able to say it. Thank you very much.
I'm a very impressive gentleman. What's on your mind today? What do you want to say, Ziamara?
Okay, well, I'm Hispanic. I'm from Colombia. Okay. And one of the things that I have been analyzing with my fellow Latinos is that the safety issue is one that is moving a lot of us towards Trump. Because when we leave our countries behind, we make the decision to move to America.
Right.
It's precisely because of the lack of safety. You can't walk a lot of places. You can't park anywhere because your car might be stolen. You can't even walk with gold jewelry out in the street because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And knowing when you move here, you call the police and you know that they're going to show up and that they're coming to protect you. If they defund the police, if all these Democratic policies really take place, the safety issue is going out the window. And that is one thing that I know for us, at least for me, is a number one issue voting for me for Trump.
Yeah, it's the safety, the law and 100%. Order. And that's a great point. I mean, for a lot of people that come here from, like the Latinos for Trump movement, and I think it's something ridiculous, like 52% of Latinos for the first time ever are trending toward voting for a Republican, because not only is he going to save the economy, but driving home a message of socialism for people who fled socialist countries isn't going to win you any support. And you're 100% right about the police. I mean, a lot of countries south of here, they have police, but they're corrupt. They have police, but they're, you know, they're basically just the uniformed arm of whatever cartel is running the joint. And you don't feel safe, like you said, just even carrying a nice handbag down the street or wearing gold jewelry, because someone's going to take it and there's going to be no repercussions. Zirmar, thanks so much for calling and sharing that. We really appreciate that. So she probably would be saying today, oh, my God, I will vote for Donald Trump. Which I should have had queued up.
Oh my God, I will vote. I will vote for Donald Trump.
By the way, this song is one of the number one downloaded songs on iTunes. It's not just something cute that we picked up off the internet. We actually helped to make it a hit. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. All right, so these new poll numbers that came out, which spell doom for, and look, we've been telling, this is no news to us. What basically happens is there comes a point in time when all of the fake polls have to realize that we are not falling for it. We've heard this story before. We see the rallies. We see the enthusiasm. We talk to our friends. We talk to our neighbors. We talk to our relatives. We talk to people like Ziamara here on the radio who said, look, all the Latinos I know are voting for Trump because Joe Biden's going to defund the police. And we don't want that. We want to feel safe in our communities. And that's a big selling feature. You know, a lot of people don't want their taxes going up, and Joe Biden said the first thing he's going to do day one, he's going to raise your taxes. Kamala Harris said it. Vice President Mike Pence reiterated it. And now we all know, OK, well, a vote for Joe is basically a vote for higher taxes and no police. So whatever issue it is that is triggering you, you look around and you probably think to yourself, there's no way a majority of Americans really think that raising taxes in the middle of a pandemic when people are out of work and then defunding the police when there's riots going on in major cities. Nobody in the United States of America really thinks that's a good idea, do they? Nobody thinks that not allowing Americans to protect themselves with legally purchased firearms that are guaranteed by the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Nobody really thinks taking those away, like just forcing people to give up their munitions. That's not really a good idea, is it? In the United States of America, are there people that think that? Well, there are, but not as many as the media would like you to think. Not as many as these pollsters would like you to think. And on the Hill today, or from the Hill today, a positive Trump poll sparks poll circle debate. It's a debate now. Most pollsters show Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with a sturdy and stable lead over President Trump at a time when tens of millions of people have already voted. And there is almost no time to change the course of the race. But a handful of contrarian pollsters, get that, contrarian pollsters. It's not that they're just different or unique, but they're contrarian, meaning they're troublemakers. Believe Trump support is underrepresentative and that election analysts could be headed for another embarrassing miss on Election Day. The battles have spilled onto social media, blah, blah, blah. The Trafalgar Group, which was the only, get this, the Trafalgar Group was the only nonpartisan outlet in 2016 to find Trump leading in Michigan and Pennsylvania on Election Day. Shows Trump now with a small lead in both states, a key to another Trump win in the Electoral College. Nearly every other pollster shows Biden with a comfortable lead there. Robert Cahaley says there are more shy Trump voters than last time, and it's not even a contest. It's quite possible that the polling industry is headed for a catastrophic miss in 2020. And that's something that we've been telling you all along. Because we follow this stuff pretty carefully. We follow the enthusiasm. We know what's going on in all of these places. Yet people are still out there on social media saying, guys, I'm planning a big party Tuesday, for when Biden wins. And there's all these people in places like Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington and New York City. And they're like, guys, I'm calling in sick to work on Wednesday because when Biden wins, I'm going to get so hammered on champagne. Let's pop some bottles for the new America. There's people that are convinced that not only will Joe Biden, the worst presidential candidate in the history of presidential elections, win, beating one of the most successful presidents of our time. Not only will he win, but it's going to be some kind of landslide. And these people either they're already drunk, perhaps. Maybe that's it. Maybe they call in sick to work every day because they're constantly hammered, or they're just so disillusioned and so brainwashed by this one-sided media message, which is. And I guess that's true. When you have a steady diet, you know, of this nonsense from CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. When you see these fake poll numbers pop up every single day and you just take it in and take it in and take it in, you start to believe it. You really start to believe that, wow, Donald Trump, nobody's voting for Donald Trump. All these people at these Trump rallies, they must be actors paid for by George Soros. Oh, no, wait a minute. George Soros is for Joe Biden. Maybe all those cars honking their horns at the Joe Biden rally are paid for by George Soros. And if that's the truth, why doesn't George Soros pay for more cars? Because it's kind of embarrassing when you have the president of the or the vice president, former vice president of the United States, talking to like half a dozen Buicks in the parking lot in Pennsylvania. 855-765-1045. I will be the president for all Buicks, not just red Buicks, but blue Buicks as well. I don't see every Buick. I will be the president, except for those chump Buicks out there. 855-765-1045. It's almost like lightning. It's like a scene from Cars. You know, you see all these cars pull up to hear a candidate. It's like Lightning McQueen's running for president or something. 855-765-1045. A quick break. We got some more of your phone calls coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned to the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. Yes, I flipped. Thank you, the other Josh. I appreciate it. 855-765-1045. 855-7. No, I understand. We don't want calls from the front office anymore.
Yeah, that was a little awkward.
People get angry. People get angry when we don't flip the station back after the commercial break. And they show up here, and they're like, you know,
They're throwing rocks at the window.
They're holding up a
boogie board thing.
Those aren't rocks. That's buckshot. that's what our listeners do. They're like, hey, flip. 855-765-1045 is our number. Let's get to a couple phone calls here. Then I have one more thing that I saw on Facebook I wanted to share with you because I found it slightly interesting. Pete is in Texas. Hi, Pete. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I wanted to start off today just saying my vote is for Hannah, hands down.
Oh, Hannah gets a vote for the witch costume.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you a question. Just let's say you got to vote for two. What would the second place costume
choose
be?
Choose wisely.
Probably that pumpkin behind you.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Well, it was nice.
The one behind you.
It was nice talking to you, Pete. No, go ahead, Pete. What was your comment? What did you want to say?
Well, I have my own poll that I do because I'm just as good as some of these pollsters that are out there.
And yeah,
it's
sure.
It's called God and Flags.
God and Flags.
If you say the word God or you fly a flag, 9 times out of 10, you are a Trump supporter. And I have a story this morning, fresh off the press. I got a note from eBay because I purchased something on eBay. And it was a note from a gentleman saying, hey, I mailed it out. And he ended his message to me saying, God bless you. And I replied back to him, nothing but MAGA, Make America Great Again. And he replied back to me saying, huge red wave.
Yeah.
And I'd never met this person before in my life, but I was spot on with my poll. Very accurate. I should do them for these folks.
That is a great, Pete, that's a great point. I mean, it is kind of interesting that it's gotten to that point where if you see an American flag waving off of someone's house or off of someone's truck, or they're wearing an American flag on their hat or they're proudly displaying the American flag somewhere. If you see that, you automatically think to yourself, Trump supporter. Or if you see somebody saying, you know, God bless America or God is great or, you know, please, Jesus, protect us and let's pray. Anytime someone says let's pray, you automatically assume they're a Trump supporter. And it wasn't always that way. Before the left, before the Democratic Party got taken over. I mean, because, look, my in-laws are lifelong Democrats, but they're also really old. And when they were younger, Democrats weren't like they are today. They could go to church and also be Democrats. They could wave the American flag proudly and also be Democrats. Now, you cannot. You cannot display the American flag. You cannot hang it off of your truck. You cannot say, I pray to God, Jesus saves. You can't say any of that stuff. Unless, of course, your flag is burning. Then you know, you're okay to be part of the Democrat Party. But it's gotten to the point now where symbols of conservatism, symbols of Trump supporters are just symbols of America. And that says a lot, not just about the conservatives, not just about Donald Trump and the support he's been able to draw over, but it says a lot about the competition. I mean, if you're a member of a party or if you're voting for somebody who is the leader of a party that doesn't relate to or isn't you know, isn't, I mean, I guess, like, tied to a symbol of America like the flag. I mean, what does that really say about your party? What are your ideals? Great point. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045 is our number. Debbie in Middleburg. How you doing, Debbie?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Oh, good. What do you want to say today?
I heard some gossip in some grocery stores that Antifa is supposed to come to Middleburg, Florida, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Antifa's going to Middleburg?
Yeah.
If I were Antifa, that's the Clay County is the last place I would go if I were Antifa.
I know.
I mean, Clay County, but I don't know if you heard this story, but Clay County, the Republicans are outpacing the Democrats with early voting 59% to 30%. Clay, in the state of Florida, one out of every two people owns a gun. And in Clay County, it's double that. The last place, Antifa, please, I just, out of the goodness of my own heart, please, go to Miami-Dade. Go to Orange County. Go to St. Petersburg. Come to Duval, for cry out loud. But do yourselves a favor and do not go to Clay County. We're wrapped in black with your bricks and what? That's just, it's not gonna end well. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. We'll get to some more of your phone calls here in just a minute because they're fun. Also, we have some more information. Something else I saw on Facebook, which I think everyone should take note of. And it kind of goes to what we were just talking about, symbols of America and what your party actually stands for and what your vote means. Because a lot of folks, they're confused. And I see a lot of folks on Facebook that are voting for Joe Biden, or they're saying, I can't vote for Donald Trump, or I'm voting blue, blah, blah, bliggity, blah. I see people saying that, and I know who they are, and I know what they believe, and I know what they do for a living, and I just don't understand. They just don't mesh. So I want to make sure that everybody understands exactly what your vote means. We'll get to that here in just a minute. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
Hey, Mark. This is Gun-Toting Granny, and I just wanted to say I'm really sad right now because, you know, every time someone votes for a Democrat, a socialist eats another puppy. Trump 2020, baby.
I don't have a rim shot for that, so I can give you one of those. Or, well, Gun-Toting Granny, probably. That's better. By the way, Gun-Toting Grannies are, I mean, people, that's not an oddity here in Florida or places like Texas. Any red state, really, Gun-Toting Granny, especially nowadays. In fact, my mother the other day, because she's, you know, petrified with fear, what with coronavirus and everything else. And so she called me up and she said, do you have a gun? And I said, what do you need? Josh almost spit his drink out on that one. Studios. Anyway, star 1045 is our number, or 855-765-1045. Next time I'll preview. I'll let you know I'm telling a joke so you don't take a drink of
I appreciate
whatever's
that.
In your cup.
For the sake of the technology around me.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. This is Sam in Missouri. Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great, man. Doing great. What do you want to say today, Sam?
I just want to find out, you know, nobody seems to know the answer. Why is Adam Schiff not in prison?
Why is Adam Schiff not in prison?
Yeah, we have a three-star general that was going to go to jail for 9 years.
Yeah.
Because he thought he lied.
Yeah.
And Adam Schiff, he lied to Congress, he lied to the Senate, he lied to the American people, and he tried to frame the President of the United States.
Yeah. But here's the thing, he's still in power, and so is his party, and so nobody's going to investigate him or bring him up on charges because... You know, that's the thing about laws in Washington, D.C. It works differently for you and for me. Like, for example, if you walked into a bank and you took a gun out and said, give me all your money, I mean, they'd give you all their money because that's what they're supposed to do. You know, that's they're insured. But then the FBI would come and find you and throw you in jail for a really long time. In the Senate or in the Congress, a law is only broken if your party's not in power. And so, for example, the Republicans are not in charge of the House of Representatives. So the Republican president, Donald Trump, he broke every law in the book. He broke laws that we haven't even passed yet. And in fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to charge him with breaking the law. And then when he refuses to testify, we'll break him with another law, obstruction of justice. Ha 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 ha. That's great. Obstruction and collusion. They're just making up laws for Donald Trump to break because that's what they do. They're in power. If they were not in power, they wouldn't have the power to do that. If they were not in power, Adam Schiff wouldn't have lied. He wouldn't have done all of these things. But because he's in power, he knows he's safe. It's like immunity. You know you have immunity because your own people aren't going to attack you. Now, the way that we can actually alter that or get, you know, back to that is get more power in the places that it matters. And that is every single branch of the government. We have the White House as conservatives. We have the Supreme Court now, which is, you know, until they pack it. We've got the Senate. What we don't have is the House of Representatives. Would be great if we did. If we could get back to Donald Trump's first 2 years, whether it's the next two or the last two, if we could get back to the first 2 years where we had a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate and a Republican president and a Republican Supreme Court, this country could be, I mean, truly just the perfect country. It would be almost like utopia. We'd all be walking around naked and there'd be serpents that are trying to get us to eat apples off of the tree of knowledge. That's how great this country would be. We would be back in Eden. But unfortunately, we don't have that. Unfortunately, the first time we had it, nobody really understood that Donald Trump was a competent president who had great ideas and could get stuff done. The Senate was still wishy-washy, and half of them ran against Donald Trump, so they still hated him. Lindsey Graham was still mad because Donald Trump gave out his cell phone number, so he wasn't going to be helpful. And then, of course, you had this terrible, horrible Paul Ryan-led Congress. Paul Ryan, who they had to beg to be Speaker of the House. Paul Ryan didn't even want the job. And they gave it to him begrudgingly, and he had all these demands like, well, I'm only working 4 days a week, and I have to go back to Wisconsin every weekend to be with my kids and blah, blah. If you're going to make me do this, you're going to do it on my terms. And they got nothing done. Tax cut. That's all they got done. The tax cut. All they got done. Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions was supposed to be the attorney general, but he stepped down on day. He walked into his office and said, hey, nice to be here. Before I hang anything up, let me just recuse myself from the most important issue on the table. And that is whether or not the Russians colluded with Donald Trump to win this election. See y'all never. And he left. And that was it. It was the end of him. There was no attorney general, Jeff Sessions. So it's possible for all of this to come back. It's possible this time around for the Democrats to lose the House of Representatives. Not probable, but possible. It's likely that we could hold the Senate, hopefully gain a majority, if not at least have one vote majority. And I think, you know, there's no stopping us from taking the White House, especially when you look at these new poll numbers that show Donald Trump leading in the swing states that he needs to win the presidency. But, man, I'll tell you what, in 2022, it's got to be another red. It's got to be the red tsunami. It's got to be, look, we get Donald Trump back for 4 more years. You got to give the man the tools to do the job. You can't expect him to build a 3,000 mile wall that's 25 feet tall and end every single war and bring every troop back from wherever they're fighting these endless wars and also lower our taxes and rebuild our infrastructure and fight the coronavirus and get a vaccine. You can't expect him to do all of that stuff with his bare hands. He needs the tools. You know, he needs the hammer. He needs the saw. He needs the drill. He needs the, you know, what is something, the thing that the brr, brr, that the kind of the hydraulic, whatever it is. He needs stuff. He needs plaster and paint and duct tape galore. That's how you build a country. And he doesn't have it right now. Right now, he's kind of got the Senate. He's got the Supreme Court. But he needs the tools. And I'll tell you, there's no other place where you'll find more tools than the House of Representatives. Maybe at a Home Depot. Home Depot and the House of Representatives, they're both full of tools. But that's what Donald Trump needs. So maybe it's not this time around. But in 2022, man, you can pack that House of Representatives with red state patriots. You pack the Senate and you let Donald Trump just go buck wild for 2 years. And we are living truly in that they can not only make this country great again, but make it so that it's almost impossible for anybody, any Democrat, any socialist to ever turn it into what it was never meant to be, and that is a communist regime. 855-765-1045. Good question, though. I was going to talk about something else, but I totally forgot. That was such a great question. This is Tanya in Houston. Hi, Tanya. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Doing really well, Tanya. Thanks so much for calling. What do you want to say today?
Well, number one, happy birthday, Ivanka. Today's Ivanka's birthday.
Scorpios. Love them.
Number two, I thought it was funny last night when Tucker was talking about the Girl Scouts because, you know, they Twitter attacked the Girl Scouts or whatever. And it was so funny because he said, you know, why are they mistreating the Girl Scouts? they seem like a pretty sweet group, and I just thought that was so funny because he's condescending, and we need him in our lives.
Yeah.
And the last thing is, I need you and Josh to crack this case on the UPS because they're saying that now they can't find the envelope and, you know, just it's on with this Tucker Carlson thing. And I said, if anybody can crack the case, I'm sure you and Josh could. Happy Halloween Eve, and you guys keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Yeah, for those of you that aren't sure what's happening there, the Girl Scouts, they have a time-honored tradition where they tweet out, I guess, time-honored, 10 years? A time-honored tradition where they tweet out a congratulatory tweet whenever there's a new Supreme Court justice. And so they tweeted out a tweet to Amy Coney Barrett, but then I guess they realized they didn't think that she was going to be good for the country, or they didn't like, or somebody called them up, probably some big donor called them up and said, what the hell are you doing? She's not one of us. So the Girl Scouts deleted their tweet, their congratulatory tweet of Amy Coney Barrett. I guess, I don't know, maybe, here's the thing. It's going to negatively affect their cookie sales. Not by much, you know, but it's going to negatively affect their cookie sales this year because a lot of people that buy Girl Scout cookies or bought Girl Scout cookies are a big fan of Amy Coney Barrett. And you maybe don't want to start waving that liberal flag this close to cookie season. 855-765-1045. Also, the Tucker Carlson thing, I heard that he found the envelope, the contents of the envelope. Did anyone else hear? I heard that he found it, or the UPS people found it in the warehouse somewhere. We'll get back to that. Yeah, he had all these Hunter Biden documents that were being shipped across the country. And what happened was the package was opened somewhere in the UPS facility. The contents were removed, and they couldn't find them anywhere. But last I heard, they were able to track it down. But I don't know that for sure. We're going to confirm that. We'll get to that here in just a minute. More of your calls. We've got, I want to talk to you again about this comment on Facebook, which really kind of stuck with me. That's coming up. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV. Live election night coverage from what, 7 till it ends? Is that what I heard? Is that the plan? 7 until it ends? That could be days. Rich Jones could be on the air for like 7 weeks straight, which is he's done before. I don't know if you've ever heard his hurricane coverage, but Rich Jones, he's a robot basically, and he doesn't need food or water or anything, just you know something to talk about. 855-765-1045. Speaking of which, before I get to this thing on Facebook, I went yesterday to get my concealed carry permit. I was just telling the other Josh, and this is where you know because we took the lesson over at Hardline Customs. And our buddy Adam there, it was great instructor. He, you know, showed us everything we needed. We got our certificates. And then yesterday was my appointment because you have to make an appointment at the tax office. They fingerprint you. They get you to write a check to them because, you know, everything costs money.
Right.
And then you fill out an application and they verify that you are you. And then they send it to you in the mail in like 5 to 82 weeks. So now, now that I've done all that, I just have to go home and wait. But I was telling the other Josh, it was really interesting because it was busy. And it was all kinds of walks of life. There was me, you know, your typical middle-aged, bald, white dude buying guns because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Then there was, like, this surfer kid that walked in after me in his mid-20s, and he was like, bro, I'm here for my concealed carry permit, you know, and they're like, have a seat right here. And then there was this, like, really, you know, done-up, very professional-looking lady wearing, like, a business suit and, like, her hair all done and nice man. She had, like, her expensive Gucci bag or whatever, and she walked in. She's like, I'm here to get my concealed carry permit. I was like, wow, it's really – it was like a cross-section.
It's a melting pot.
It was everybody from all walks of life all wanting to pack heat because – the stuff's going down, and on the odd chance that Joe Biden wins the election, no one will have guns, no one will have magazines, no one will have bullets. There'll be no way for you to protect yourself because one of the first things he's going to go after, or his merry band of idiots is going to go after, is the Second Amendment and your arms, your right to bear arms. And that leads into this thing that I saw on Facebook just this morning. I belong to a lot of entrepreneurial groups, and we do a lot of things here that require, you know, how do I start a website? How do I sell T-shirts? How do I podcast? So I'm in all these groups of entrepreneurs, self-made people, you know, business people who are doing these startups, and they have all this information. And somebody got on a political thread, and they were arguing, Biden's going to win. I'm voting for Biden. I'm voting for Trump. Trump's going to win. What are you, crazy? Taxes, money, this and that. And somebody made a great comment. Some guy just wrote and said, an entrepreneur voting for Joe Biden is like a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders. Because it is basically the same thing. If you own a business and you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting yourself out of business. you might as well take your website and shut it down. You might as well take your store and burn it, because that's what's going to happen if Joe Biden's your president. And it goes, you know, if you're voting, if you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner and you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting to increase your taxes, increase your expenses, decrease your workforce, because the minimum wage is going to go up and you're going to have fewer people that you can afford to pay. You're going to multiply your competition because he's going to blow open the borders. Companies are going to be moving back to India, and you're going to have cheap labor from China doing the work that you can't compete with. And you're going to go under. Joe Biden is not a pro-business, not a pro-entrepreneur, not a pro-capitalism president. He's a socialist. And the opposite of capitalism is socialism. And if you're an employee of an entrepreneur or of a company or of a small business or even a big business, you're voting yourself a pink slip. You're voting yourself a trip to the unemployment line, which is going to get longer and longer and longer. You know, you're voting yourself a furlough. You're voting your health care, which you probably get through your company. You're voting that into oblivion. You're voting your company into another country. You're voting for a foreign workforce to take over your position at a fraction of your salary. And you can go on and on with anything. If you're a parent, you are voting for, open borders that don't protect your children. You are voting for a socialist system, which is going to tax them at 70%, 80%. You're voting for a much worse healthcare system for your kids, who you are supposed to be protecting and taking care of. You're voting for a much worse school system for your kids that you're supposed to be, you know, educating and taking care of. You're voting for all of these things that are detrimental to your family's future. If you're a gun owner, if you're a hunter, if you're somebody who likes to protect yourself, you're voting away your Second Amendment rights. It's crazy to me why anybody would go out there and think that voting for Joe Biden is a great idea, but especially anybody who wakes up every day and spends all of their time and all of their energy and all of their thought processes and all of their blood, sweat, tears, and money trying to build a business, whether it's a boutique Etsy store or whether it's some kind of software company or whether you're the next Elon Musk and you're putting together electric cars in your garage, hoping one day to be landing people on the moon. Whatever business it is you have, whatever ideal, if you're an entertainer and you dream of being the next YouTuber and you want to sell merch to 20-something TikTokers, that's great. It's going to be much more difficult, if not damn near impossible, if you vote for Joe Biden, if enough people vote for Joe Biden to make him president of the United States. An entrepreneur, anybody who works for a living, anybody who requires some kind of salary or some kind of money based on the trading of goods, based on, you know, the bartering between goods and services with a market, anybody who goes to work and expects to make money and wants to make more, if you vote for Joe Biden, you're just the chicken voting for the colonel, and he's going to throw your ass in the fryer. 855-765-1045. All right, it's time for Fake News Friday. We need two contestants to play. That's two contestants to play Fake News Friday. We're going to do it here in just a minute. Stay tuned to 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Man, I got my pen. We should have the pens closer here, so I could. No, I got it now. Don't throw anything at me.
Catch.
Don't throw anything at me. All right, fine. You throw it at me. As long as it's a dollar bill. 855-765-1045. All right, we're about to play some Fake News Friday. This is one of our favorite games. This is where we give you a fake news headline, or we give you a news headline, and you have to tell whether it's fake or real. You have to tell us if it's a fake news headline or a real news headline, and if you get more right than your opponent, you win a Mark Kay Show t-shirt, of which we have limited size.
2XL.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the winner today will receive a 2XL Mark Kay Show t-shirt, whether that's the right size or not. Remember, that's all we have left. 855, we're very popular with people that aren't 2XL, apparently. 855-765-1045. All right, let's meet our first contestant. This is Micah in Cincinnati. Hi, Micah, how are you? Micah? You there? Do we need to hit a button or something? No? Are we sure? I think we may need
to... Positive, I don't know where she is.
Oh, all right, well, okay. Well, then we'll put her... Let's try Lisa in Montreal. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here, Mark.
Look at that. Yay, we did that one right. Congratulations, Lisa. You get to play the game, and you're going to be playing against... Yeah, I know. It's exciting. You're going to be playing against Bobby. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Very good, sir.
Oh, good, Bobby. You're going to be playing Fake News Friday against Lisa. By the way, do either of you wear comfortably a 2XL shirt?
not in your life.
I'm 5'2", Mark. It's going to be really long on me.
You could actually literally use it as a tent, yeah. All right, great. Well, that's okay. You'll find some use. We can cut it up and make it into masks or something. We did that once here on the show. All right, here's what happens, Lisa. Here's what happens, Bobby. We're going to give you headlines one at a time, and what you have to do is you have to tell us if that headline is real or if that headline is – what are you doing? What is wrong?
Saying
that you flipped. No, I flipped. You have to tell us whether that headline is a real news headline or a fake news headline. And it's very difficult in this day and age to tell the difference because sometimes real news seems fake. Fake news seems real, right? It's very tricky. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad we're all in agreement. So if you get it right, you get a point. I feel like I'm still talking to Micah. If you get it right, you get a point. And whoever gets the most points at the end wins. Does everyone understand?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, Lisa's got it down too. All right, Lisa, we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully. Here is your first Fake News Friday headline. Tell us if this is real or fake news. Looters and rioters in Philadelphia said they were just doing whatever they could to fight racial injustice and get their Christmas shopping done early. Is that real news or is that fake news?
You know, it could be real, but I'm going to say it's fake.
You've obviously never been to Philadelphia.
No, not yet.
No, that is fake news. Congratulations, yeah.
Oh, that fake news.
That's fake news. You got yourself a point, Lee. That was a good one. Yes, I'm fighting racial injustice, and I'm getting everything checked off my Christmas list before Thanksgiving. So that's great. That's a win-win. All right, are you ready, Bobby, for your first one?
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully and hear. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. A woman has been accused of impersonating a federal prosecutor. She dropped the criminal charges against herself. A woman has been accused of impersonating a federal prosecutor. Then she dropped the criminal charges against herself.
Oh, man. Yeah, me too. I'll say real news.
That is real news. Yeah, congratulations. That is in that's in New Hampshire, Hillsborough, New Hampshire. She had some drug charges, so she impersonated a federal prosecutor, and she just filed an order to drop the indictment and have the charges.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's smart.
That is smart, man. Live free or die. That's their motto out there in New Hampshire. So congratulations. All right, so the score is 1-1. Lisa, we go back to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. Thieves who broke into an escape room cracked the safe but only found riddles inside. Thieves who broke into an escape room cracked the safe but only found riddles inside. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say it's real news.
You're going to say that's real news?
Yeah.
That is real news. Congratulations. Yeah.
Awesome.
Good job, Lisa.
Yeah. It was the escape room Mysterium in Utrecht. The perpetrator spent a considerable amount of time breaking into an antique safe, which was merely a part of the escape room.
Oh, my God.
After battling with it for a while, they finally opened it. There was a key to another safe around the corner. Then they had to do another puzzle. And then they only had an hour, and then they were locked in there for good. That's such a bummer.
Oh, man.
What a buzzkill. All right, so there we go. 2-1. Bobby, it's your turn. Are you ready for your next Fake News Friday headline?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has been accused of hiring a homeless man as a doppelganger to fill in for him at Senate committee meeting hearings.
Fake news.
You think that's fake news? Did you see him?
He looks like a homeless man.
Yeah, I thought he was going to start naming volleyballs.
Well, Wilson! Well,
Wilson.
I'm sorry, you said that was fake news?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's weird.
You are fake news.
Yeah, that is fake news. But, man, you know, you're the CEO of Twitter. Everyone knows you're worth $1 billion. You're going to the Senate. You can't get it. You can't go get a shave quickly or, you know, at least, I don't know. Anyway, all right, 2-2. It's a tight race. It's a tight race. Let's get to the next one, Lisa. Are you ready for your next Fake News Friday headline?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully. Here we go. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. Landmark Supreme Court decision. SCOTUS judges, including Amy Coney Barrett, ruled 6-3 that voting for Joe Biden is unconstitutional. In a landmark Supreme Court ruling, SCOTUS judges, including Amy Coney Barrett, voted 6-3 that voting for Biden is unconstitutional.
As much as I wish that were real, it is fake news, Mark.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know you're in Montreal. You may not understand how our Supreme Court system works here.
I'm a little bit more informed than a lot of Canadians about the U.S.,
probably,
I'm going to say that's fake news.
Probably a lot of Americans, too. That is fake news.
Oh, that fake news.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be great if it were, man? That is great. All right, Bobby, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your next question?
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. Tell us if this is real news or fake news. Here we go. Let me see. Let's see what's a good one here. Oh, this is a good one. Pole dancing skeletons.
Nope.
Pole dancing skeletons have been deemed too hot to handle for one Texas neighborhood. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I think I saw it on the news. That's real news.
Did you see it on the real news or the fake news?
The fake news.
But you think it's real news?
Yes, sir.
That is real news. Congrats. Yeah. In Richmond, Texas, a woman is in trouble with her HOA because her skeleton strip club Halloween decorations were deemed inappropriate. She said, this is my way of being creative and having an outlet. There's no harm. You know what it was? It wasn't that they were pole dancing. It's that the skeletons weren't wearing masks. So they were like, oh, that's inappropriate. All right, here we go. Final round. Lisa, it's tied 3-3. It's tied. If no one wins, then you're both getting 2XL T-shirts. Hannah, do we have 2 2XL T-shirts?
I think we might only have one.
Oh, we'll just tear it in half.
Yeah, they can sew it together. It'll be 1XL.
You know, it may not even clear customs, so no matter what happens, we may just be able to send one to Bobby. We'll see.
Probably not.
All right, listen carefully. Here we go. Lisa, here's your next headline. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Tell us if this is real news or fake news. I'm trying to find one that... Oh, here we go. Walmart stores have announced they are pulling guns and ammo displays ahead of the election, citing potential civil unrest. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Sad to say, that's real news.
You think Walmart's pulling their guns and ammo displays before the election due to civil unrest?
I do.
Potentially. That is right. Now, just so you know, you can still buy the guns and ammo, but they just won't be on display. So you got to find somebody in a blue vest and be like, I need some 9mm slugs. And then they'll take you in a back.
Some stuff in the back room.
All right. Pull around the back by the loading dock. Blink your headlights 3 times. That's what's going to happen. All right. So, Lisa, you have 4. This is it. Our final one. Bobby, you need this one to tie. If you don't get it right, you lose the game, and we have to ship a 2XL T-shirt across the border. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Listen carefully. Here we go. Pollsters are saying that a record-breaking 800 million Americans are expected to vote in the 2020 election. Pollsters are saying a record-breaking 800 million Americans are expected to vote in the 2020 election. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I hope that's fake news, because there's only
335
million.
Well, look, right. You are too smart for us, man.
You wish for the census.
Yeah, sure. That, I know. That was very specific. All right, well, with a score of 4-4, congratulations. You both win. That was nicely done, everybody.
Good job, Lisa.
Yeah, great job, Lisa. Hang on one
second. Thank you.
We're going to, she's in Montreal. She probably needs a sweatshirt or something.
Yeah, probably a hoodie or like
I don't know if they wear a lot of... Or like le t-shirt is what they need.
Oh, yeah, le marquecho.
Yeah, that's right. le chemisette de marque. I don't know.
Now you're just showing off.
Hey, listen, we got to, we have one more break. I mean, we can't leave yet. We have one more break. So give us a buzz. 855-765-1045.
Wait, is that real news or fake news?
It's real news.
How many breaks are there?
You cannot leave yet.
Oh, okay.
That's not fake news. Quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. Stay tuned to 104.5 WOKV.
All this coronavirus nonsense is going to go away just like magic. It's like Ronald McDonald says, do you believe in magic?
That was an interesting, that was one of the more interesting ones that we've heard. 855-765-1045 is our number, 855-765-1045. We were, somebody, by the way, great round of fake news Friday, but somebody on our Facebook page said, this show is poor, worst prizes ever. Because all we have to give away are 2XL Marquee Show t-shirts. And look, we can't all be Rush Limbaugh and give everybody an iPhone when they call in. But, sometimes you got to start somewhere. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Charles in St. Augustine. Charles, how are you? Thanks so much for calling the Marquee Show.
Hi, Mark. Love your show.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
Have a scenario to run by you for your opinion.
Okay, yeah. What is it?
I think that if Biden gets elected, given the corruption that he and his son have brought upon themselves with their China, with their alleged China dealings, that China, who has been rattling their saber for the last couple months and recent years over Taiwan, is going to launch an invasion of Taiwan. And I think part of that could be spurred by the fact that the Trump administration just approved a $1.8 billion arms sale to Taiwan.
You know, Charles, you bring up a great point, and we're so focused on locally what's happening and locally the issues that that are troubling us and locally the issues we're voting for, you know, for example, packing the Supreme Court and whatnot. But, you know, we just played Fake News Friday with a woman from Montreal, and she's like, we're in Canada and we want Trump to win too, because as the United States of America goes, so goes the world. And a strong America means you have a strong and safe world. A safe America, a rich America, means you have a rich and safe world. I mean, look at all the wars we've gotten in the last 3.5 years with all of our economic excellence. There's been none. There's been no new wars. There's been a lot fewer wars. American troops are coming home. Everyone's making more money. The rest of the world is safer. Donald Trump is getting nominated for peace prizes like every 5 minutes. And then you've got all of these people that are signing peace deals in the Middle East with Israel. It's almost unheard of. And you're right. If there is a Biden presidency, you are not going to have the kind of security you have with Donald Trump. You are going to have a China that's not scared of the president or of American interaction. You're going to have a Russia that's not scared of, you know, maybe taking over a couple more of the states that it thinks it unfairly got rid of when the Soviet Union collapsed. You're also going to see Iran act up again, because Joe Biden's not going to send an unmanned drone over there to take out the next general who also happens to be one of the most notorious terrorists in the world, with a phone call. He's not going to do that. He's going to be scared, if he even knows what's happening at all. He'll be hiding in the basement, but it's not going to be in the Situation Room. So you're right. The rest of the world has a huge stake in this election, and they're all looking at America to do the right thing. And if we don't, then people all over the globe, like Taiwan, like Israel, like all these other countries that look to us to help defend them and fight their battles with them, they're going to be in a world of hurt. 855-765-1045. Listen, I got to get out of here. There's like more people in here than I've ever seen before. But what's going to happen next is we're going to have some traffic, weather, news, and then Rush Limbaugh right here just after noon. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back Monday. Don't forget, what do we fall back or push forward? Or there's an hour difference. But we'll still be here at 10 o'clock, whatever, on Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.